Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? You're knowing what you are wanting. You're enjoying the expansion of your desire. And the contrast is serving you well, yes? And the contrast is serving you well, yes? And the contrast is serving you well, yes? It's tricky, we know, to be here as leading edge creators, exposed to all this variety and contrast. And out of the contrast, you come to a new, clear conclusion of something you want. And sometimes you are uncomfortable with that newly hatched desire and no plan to fulfill it. When you know what you want, but you have no idea how to get it, when's it going to come, who's going to come with it, how's it going to get here, then you often feel uncomfortable. And that's why we harass you by saying, are you enjoying the contrast of your time and place? Because when you reach the place that you can say and mean, not like today, when you can say and mean, yes, there is something more that I want, and it has not yet come to physical fruition, and I have no way of knowing how it's going to come about, but the fact that the desire is alive within me gives me reason to rejoice. And we want so much for you to, by the time we finish this gathering here today, feel that way about those unfulfilled desires, because there will always be another and another and another and another, because the expansion of the universe depends on that. You are source energy primarily. And a part of that non-physical you is expressing itself here in this physical body. But even though you are here as the you that you know as you, you recognize the way you look, you recognize the way you feel, you recognize your personality, your mood, your attitude, you have this clear perspective of self. Even though that you does exist, we acknowledge you sitting in your clumps on your chairs. You exist as this physical being, but you are in your physicalness an extension of a much larger, non-physical, swirling energy you. And when you recognize that those two parts of you exist always as you are here in this physical body, you cannot separate yourself from that source energy version of you. When you recognize that and acknowledge that part of you and begin paying attention to the guidance that is within you that lets you know how in alignment or not you are with that part of you, then you begin to live life in the way you intended when you came forth. So I want to tell you how this works. So you are source energy in your non-physical perspective. That's that eternal part of you, pure positive energy, powerful creative energy. And then you express a part of that consciousness into this physical body. And as you are here in this physical body, you explore, you observe, and you come to constant new conclusions of what you would prefer, just like you knew you would. And when that preference builds within you, it literally, as all things that you think do, it radiates from you vibrationally, sort of like a rocket of desire. Now, this next part is the part that we think many of our physical friends don't remember. When, from your physical expression, a new desire is born, the source energy part of you rides that rocket of desire, gives undivided attention to that new idea or preference. This is what the expansion of all species is about. This is what the expansion of the universe is about. You got to remember that you're giving birth to your desires. You're not setting the tone for the entire universe. You're not setting the tone for the entire world. You're giving birth to your desires, and you should know. You should know. You know. When you are rude, you want to be nicer. When someone's rude to you, you want them to be nicer. When you're sick, you want to be well. When you don't have enough of something that you want or need, you want it. Life just keeps causing you to come to these determinations. And when you do, the source energy part of you rides that rocket, but even more, becomes the vibrationally equivalent of this new expanded version of you. Now the question is, and it's the only question really that we think is ever important for you in your physical leading edge genius creative form to ask, the only question that is ever really important is, from your viewpoint, am I letting myself right now in this moment be the expanded version of me that life has caused me to become? And the answer is given to you through the way you feel, because if you feel passion, if you feel enthusiasm, if you feel love or appreciation, you're right there with that expanded version of you. But if you feel doubt or worry or fear or disappointment or guilt or blame or anger or revenge or fear or depression or any of those negative emotions, that means that even though the expanded version of you exists and the inner being part of you, the source part of you, the God force part of you has taken your idea and become it, when you feel those negative emotions, what it always means is you're beating the drum of a different thought, which is activating a different vibration within you, and you are, by your attention to that, setting up contradictory vibration, which means you're not a vibrational match to who you have become, and in not being the vibrational match to who you have become, you don't feel so good. When you are a vibrational match to who you have become, you feel really, really good.